No, the Supreme Court went out of its way to make sure it was not declaring that any state that bans same-sex marriage now has to allow same-sex marriage. All the court did is say that lawfully married gay couples have to be entitled to federal benefits that go to opposite-sex couples.
It appears specifically in California that soon people can be lawfully married as gay couples, but there are a few question marks there as well.
That's right. What the court did is it vacated the appellate court ruling in this case, but it allowed the trial court ruling to stand. The trial court said that Prop 8 was unconstitutional and issued an injunction requiring the governor to start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. The governor and the attorney general have already announced that they're going to interpret that injunction to be a statewide injunction. We should have same-sex marriage in California again within a matter of months.
So really, when you look at the entire country this morning, this only affects a small percentage of the United States, doesn't it?
Well, in some ways, the Prop 8 case out of California really only impacts California. That's still a huge impact because California is such a big state. After California turns, about 40% of all LGBT couples will be in states that allow marriage. So that's a pretty big, significant issue. And the Defense of Marriage Act affects every state that does have same-sex marriage because it allows those couples to get federal benefits.
Do you see this issue going back to court on some level?
Absolutely. You know, there's a number of states that are just not going to allow same-sex marriage, and we'll see the Supreme Court have to deal with whether those states can constitutionally do so within the years ahead.
And then what do you see as the next step in the effort to make same-sex marriage more widespread in more states?
I think you're going to see advocates focus on a strategy that turns every state that they can possibly turn and put it in the same-sex marriage camp. Places like Illinois, Oregon, Nevada, places where you're not going to see it done by lawsuits, but you are going to see it done by political activity.